We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Joe, we're heading out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We got a special guest to talk to, Joe, Mike Golic from ESPN. Mike, I want to ask you this before we start with all the football stuff. Do you still wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, or are you sleeping in a little bit later these days?
That took about a month where I would still wake up at about 4:15. Now I get up at about 7:15, 7:30, and this it's amazing. It's bright out. There's this bright orb in the sky that I never knew existed when I woke up.
Mike, that run, Mike, is unbelievable. 22-year run, not just doing the radio. You're on TV, and we used to see you in the morning. I mean, I feel like you've been part of our life here on our monitors in the morning. Like, did you ever forget you're on TV and like, when you're going to break, do you ever get caught in one of those moments? I don't think I could do it.
Oh, no. I mean, I never – because we always wanted to make it radio on TV, so I never even looked at the cameras. There are times I forgot we were on TV and didn't realize we were on TV, but we are on TV. They just shot it around a radio show. But, no, you know, I mean, it's one of those things like anything else. You know, you play ball, you live a life of an itinerary. You're supposed to get up at a certain time, right. Be somewhere at a certain time.
Right.
This was just my itinerary for 20-some years, getting up at 4:15. I just had to do it, so I did it.
Oh, man, that's great, Mike, and it is great to have you on the show here. Hey, Mike, a lot of stuff. We recently had a pass rusher on, and so we all started yapping about great pass rushers, and you play with Reggie White in Philadelphia. I never asked you this. I forgot he was 290, almost 300 pounds. Is he the greatest pass rusher? I mean, they come in all different sizes and shapes, but on 3rd and 8, is he the best pass rusher of all time?
I think so. And by the way, he was 6'6", 315.
Oh.
And at that size, I watched him run a 4.6 40. He basically bench pressed, squatted, and power cleaned with a lot of weight. And so he had great strength to go with leverage. Now, I think he's the best because he could do it anywhere on the line. You know, he lined up over the guard, over the tackle, over the center. It didn't matter. He could line up anywhere, right side, left side. It didn't matter. I'm probably biased because certainly LT has to be, you know, in that conversation. I know Bill Belichick says that's the greatest guy he's ever coached. Again, he coached him. He didn't coach Reggie. So you don't know where bias comes into it. And you wonder if at the end of his career, is Aaron Donald going to put himself in the elite names of a Reggie, you know, and a Lawrence Taylor, the way he's playing right now. But Reggie was the most freakish thing for his size that I've seen guys do.
Well, Mike, that's a good transition because speaking of pass rushers, Pat Mahomes, we know, is kind of Superman at this point and puts up big numbers and a lot of points every single game. What's going to happen this week when he goes against that Tampa Bay defense who's been rushing the passer very well and missing a right and left tackle starting from the beginning of the year? What's going to be that situation there?
Yeah, I think that's going to be something to keep an eye on. Like, will Kansas City help? You saw against Green Bay with Bakhtiari out, they got a new left tackle. The right tackle got dealt on. Both those outside guys got dealt on the entire game, and Green Bay didn't help. Their offense didn't, you know, doesn't help. They say you got to block. This is our scheme, which can be ridiculous when you're getting that quick of pressure on Aaron Rodgers. So if they're able, you know, Remmers goes from right tackle to left tackle, Wiley right guard to right tackle, Wisniewski comes into right guard. So it's a 3-personnel switch. So, yeah, and the way that Tampa defense has been playing, the monster linebackers, Vita Vea pushing the pocket up the middle, They, you know, I would think if they're getting good rush straight on, that you're going to see Kansas City adjust and have to chip with a back or with a tight end, because you just can't let your guys get beat that quickly like what was happening in Green Bay.
Mike, will we ever going to see anything like what Tom Brady's done, going to another Super Bowl and he may not be done. Ever see it again?
I don't know how. I mean, to sit here, you know, and I hated to do it when people would ask me, well, in 10 years, will we be saying the same thing about Pat Mahomes? I'm like, no. Tom's been playing 21 years. Right. You know, Pat is the best quarterback in the league right now. But Pat is in his infancy compared to Tom Brady. And what Tom Brady, you could split his career in half and he would have two separate Hall of Fame careers, his first 10 years and his last 11 years. If he wins this Super Bowl, it's more than any other franchise has won as a franchise. So to sit here and say, who's the next one to do it? I would say, you know, I don't know if it's going to happen again. I have no idea. And I know everybody looks at Pat Mahomes and says he may be the guy. Well, yeah, he's on a great team. He is a great quarterback, but they have a long, 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 long way to go before they reach the heights of what Tom Brady has done.
Mike, you want to jump into our world a little bit for just a second? Talk about Tua Tagovailoa. And I'm just curious. You got to see him. You've talked about him as well at Alabama and now with the Dolphins. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it'll be interesting. You know, you guys just go into the two offensive coordinator system. At least it was hired from, you know, within, with what was it, Studzilla and Godsey.
Yeah.
So, you know, at least the system will stay the same. Obviously, the guys will have the differences of game planning and such. So that'll be interesting how it works. Third change in 3 years. That's not the greatest thing in the world. Tua needs some continuity. I like Tua coming out of college, no doubt about it. I would imagine to be even more RPOs going because of his ability to take off if he has to. I do like him because I know everybody says, well, do you do that or do you trade for Deshaun Watson? Listen, there's only a couple of teams that Deshaun Watson couldn't be on and should be traded for. But you have to decide, is the guy you have, do you think you can build him enough, and do you want to give up all those assets you'd have to get up to get Deshaun? You know what? I think, too, we saw some. I think it was like it's questionable when you pull a guy out. I didn't understand when they started him. Quite honestly, I thought Fitzpatrick was playing well, and I wasn't sure why they made that move. And then you make a couple of moves where you pull them out of games. I was like, man, if you're going to go down that road, go down that road. You know, let them learn. So I wasn't all that keen on how they handled it, but it looks, because they hired from within with the coordinators, it looks like they're going to go down that road. And let's see, this should be a big learning year for him and a big improvement year for him.
All right, well, Deshaun Watson looks like he's going to be moved out of Houston, or at least that's what the thought process is. What is Deshaun Watson worth to a team right now? What's too much to give up for a guy like that who possibly in some people's minds could be a top three, top five quarterback in this league right now? Franchise quarterback, 25 years old, you're the GM of a team. What do you give up for him if they're asking for, you know, your house and your kids? And like, what do you do here?
Well, you know, it's at least three first rounders. So you have to be ready to part with that. So once you're there, what is it, you know, unless they just start piling bricks on the scale after that, you know, what does it matter? I mean, yeah. if you're willing to, let me put it this way. If anybody is willing to say, yes, we are going to make a legitimate run at Deshaun Watson, then you're not really worried about what you're going to give up, because you know it's going to cost you a fortune in assets, either flipping players, if it's quarterbacks, and the three first rounders. And then, you know, there'll be some arbitrary things thrown in there as well. But the big thing is it's going to be three first rounders. Look what Stafford went for on the flip of two first pick quarterbacks in Goff and Stafford. So you have to know let me put it this way. You're not dipping a toe into that. No. You are diving into the deep end. If you're going to call Houston, you better call Houston and unload the draft pick brings truck.
Mike, have you been surprised by all this quarterback talk, and all of a sudden looks like half the league's looking for a franchise quarterback? I don't know if I've seen anything like this. Are we that short on quality quarterbacks right now?
But it's either that or the building of quarterbacks. You know, in L.A., if they wanted to get rid of Goff, you got a ready team right now. You don't want to bring in a young guy. You got the Colts who tried it with Phillip Rivers. You have a ready team there right now, so you don't want to bring in a young guy. So that's why you start, I think, to see the veterans flip around. Unless it's a guy going to a team that's bad and needs to rebuild, they want to get a veteran quarterback in there to keep going. You know, you don't want to say, oh, God, we have a good running game. We got good receivers. You know, we have a really good defense. We don't want to stop and take a breath and have to bring a young quarterback along. We want to bring a veteran. So I think that's what we're seeing in some of these situations now.
Mike, everyone likes to have a big Super Bowl party, lots of food. Everyone likes to have a little bit of action on the game as well. You got something really cool going on for the game on Sunday. Super Bowl Squares at supersquares.com. Tell people about this. Everyone loves doing the squares for the Super Bowl, but this is an interesting way how to do it.
Yeah, this is very interesting. It's really the modern way. You know, the old paper squares game, you pick a couple numbers and or squares, and God forbid you don't get a 5 and a 9, or you might as well not even watch. So we've all done that. So this is, you know, that was paper, and this is an app. This is what we go to. Now you go to supersquares.com, and like you said, you download the app, and you can play Super Squares, but it's even more. You're going to make actually 3 predictions on the game and get a point value on how close you are to those predictions. You're going to get asked 2 questions about 2 advertisements with it while you're setting up the game, and you get points for answering the questions right about the commercials, and you're going to need those points. And then you pick one square, but that one square turns into 4 different combinations. So your numbers change each quarter so you don't get stuck with bad numbers. So And there's over $2 million in cash and prizes up for grabs. Again, it's free to do this. Someone's going to win an $80,000 Rivian electric SUV. And even if you like playing in your groups, you can do it on the app. It's called a Skybox. You can make your own group on a Skybox, just have your own people in there and do your own prizes. But your score in your Skybox still counts on the national level, so you can win prizes there as well. So it's pretty cool. I'll have a Skybox. My password is Golic, G-O-L-I-C. Jump in my Skybox. If you win my Skybox, I'm going to have a great prize for you as well. It's just a cool thing. You know, it's just the modern technology of the squares game. Download the app. It'll take you about 3 minutes. You can do it now. The game is ready to go for the Super Bowl. So just have at it. Take you about 3 minutes, and then kick back and see your points add up.
Supersquares.com is the website, Super Bowl Squares. Make sure you use the passcode Golic to crash his Skybox and win some money, over $2 million up for grabs this Sunday. Mike, thank you very much.
Thanks,
for the time.
Mike.
I really appreciate
it, man.
Buddy.
Thank you.
Oh, good talking to you guys. Y'all take care.
All right. That was Mike Golic from ESPN joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Got a lot of Super Bowl business as well straight ahead. But right now, I do want to talk to you about Beverly's Jewelers and Valentine's Day. They go hand in hand. They always do. Actually, all special occasions for that little lady always start at Beverly's Jewelers. Matter of fact, for about 30 years now, Beverly's has been my jeweler. Listen, there's a lot of great things to talk about. Should I start with diamond engagement rings? Because every time somebody asks me, I said, listen, go see Jeff. I'll call him. I've called Jeff so many times. Jeff, I hate doing this to you because I know you got low price guarantee and a lot to choose from. I know you've got a large inventory of certified mine and lab-grown diamonds, but people want me to know. They want to know if you're going to be there. He goes, well, Joe, if I'm not, my brother and my whole family is going to be there. And I go, I get it. Necklaces, bracelets, earrings. I got something for everybody so you can score big. 14-karat gold and diamond earrings prices starting at just $199. There's a good way to start, but they just have a huge selection of items, 50 to 70% off. They got something for everybody to score big for Valentine's Day. And yes, the huge diamond engagement ring. It's got to be perfect for you. Beverly's has got the perfect one for you. Whether it's mine-grown or lab-grown diamonds, not a problem. They got it for you. Beverly's Jewelers, located on Commercial Boulevard, just east of 441, or online at bevjewelers.com if you just want to look before you get down there. It really is where South Florida gets engaged and the perfect Valentine's gift.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.